Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we are so honored and delighted to be with you today for our weekly Blog Talk Radio session for our most beloved animal friends. So it is a wonderful, wonderful time that we have together each week where we can join together as one, learn practices, receive blessings, have a deeper and deeper connection with our beloved animal companions. So our life can be very busy, and sometimes we do not take the time to just be with our beloved animals, and they appreciate this so much when we dedicate our time to them. So we welcome you with all of our hearts. We welcome your beloved pets wherever you are around the world. May is always very honored to be on the show. So let us close our eyes. Let us connect heart to heart, soul to soul. Let us focus our mind in our lower abdomen. Visualize a beautiful golden light ball in your lower abdomen. And take a deep breath in. As you breathe in, feel your lower abdomen expanding. As you breathe out, your lower abdomen's contracting. And just totally relaxing. Relaxation leads to transformation. So the more we are able to relax, the more we can transform. So breathing deeply. Taking a few moments to breathe. Just relaxing more and more deeply. So now we are going to do a practice today to transform fear. So sometimes we do not actually recognize when our pets, for example, may be fearful, or even when we are fearful, and how we can actually live motivated by fear. So it's so understandable that our beloved animal companions carry a lot of fear because of the incredible turbulent energy on Mother Earth at this time. There is so much taking place with the natural disasters. There is violence. A lot of disharmony in relationships, anxiety, all sorts of different energies that are on Mother Earth at this time. And our beloved animal friends are very connected with the earth and the earth energy. So we actually feel these energies that can also cause us to be not grounded. And our pets feel them deeply. So it is important to do a daily practice, actually, to ground yourself. You can ground your pet and actually transform the fear that is generally stored in the kidneys. It can also be stored in other areas in the body. And there is an expression that you have fear in your heart. So through traditional Chinese medicine, the fear is stored in the kidneys, but yeah, as I said, you can feel fear in your heart. You can feel fear in many. You may be having fearful thoughts and more. So let us do a practice today. Let us begin straight away. We always use the four power techniques. So you can place both palms on your lower abdomen, or you can place one palm below your navel, the other palm opposite. On your Mingmen area. So the Mingmen acupuncture point, if you draw a line from your belly button to your back, that is exactly where the Mingmen acupuncture point is. So, and this is where if you put your hand on the Ming Men, then you are close to the kidneys. So let us visualize a beautiful golden light ball that is begins. The center of the golden light ball is our Ming Men acupuncture point. And visualize this golden light ball that is encasing your kidneys, nourishing your kidneys and your pet's kidneys. So visualize this golden light ball in your pet's kidneys. And breathe deeply. Imagine you're breathing through your Ming Men acupuncture point. So as you breathe in, feel your lower abdomen expanding. As you breathe out, your lower abdomen is contracting. So we are going to do a forgiveness practice. And then we're going to ask the greatest love to transform the fear in our kidneys to love and calmness. So the soul power, let us do that now. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, the source, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animals, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. We bow to you. We are deeply grateful for all that you bring into our lives. We cannot thank you enough. And we sincerely and humbly apologize for all of the mistakes that we, our pets, and our ancestors have made in all of our lifetimes. We deeply, deeply apologize today, particularly for the mistakes that we have made connected with fear when we have been motivated by fear and we have hurt and harmed others. We sincerely and deeply apologize. We deeply apologize for any hurt, harm and suffering that we have caused others' kidneys or their water element. We sincerely apologize and we humbly ask for forgiveness. And we know that to simply to ask for forgiveness is not enough. We must serve. It is our greatest honor to serve. Today we will serve by inviting all of the souls who have fear at this time to come and join our practice. Come and transform their fear to love and calmness. It is our greatest honor to serve in this way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we offer our unconditional forgiveness to any soul who has ever harmed, hurt, disturbed us, our pets or our ancestors in any way through their fear. We unconditionally forgive all those that have caused fear in us, that have caused fear in our pets. We unconditionally forgive you. You owe us nothing. So let us join our hearts and souls together to transform our fear to love and calmness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So wonderful. So now we will connect with the greatest love. So dear, the greatest love, Da'ai of humanity, the greatest love, Da'ai of Mother Earth, the greatest love, Da'ai of heaven, the greatest love, Da'ai, of the source, the greatest love of our spiritual mothers and fathers, our heaven saints, animals. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please bless our practice today. The greatest love to transform our fear to love and calmness. Transform our pet's fear to love and calmness. Transform all of the animals' fear to love and calmness and all of humanity's fear to love and calmness for what is appropriate at this time. We are deeply, deeply grateful. We cannot thank you enough. And we invite all of our beloved pet souls. We invite all animal souls. We invite all souls of humanity. Please come and join this practice. Please chant Da'ai, greatest love, with us to transform our fear to love and calmness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So one of the fastest ways for us to transform anything in our lives and for our pets is to assist others to transform that particular issue. So today we are chanting. We are serving the animals, our pets, all of humanity to transform their fear to love and calmness. So let us now continue to visualize this beautiful golden light ball in our Mingmen area, nourishing our kidneys, our pets' kidneys, and visualize this golden light radiating out to all of the animal souls, all souls of humanity, particularly in their kidney area, for what they need at this time, for what is appropriate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So wonderful. So let us chant. We are going to chant greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. So we're going to chant this for around about 5 minutes to experience this power and really chant with all of your heart. We are chanting for all souls to transform their fear. So this is the soul power, the mind power. We are visualizing this beautiful golden light, the golden light ball. And the sound power, we will chant that mantra. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. So let us chant. And we'll start with Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and kindness. So let us begin. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transforms our fear to love and calmness. Da'ai, Da'ai, transform the fear to love and calmness. The I transform the fear to love and calmness. The I transforms our fear to love and calmness. Die, 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 transforms our fear to love and kindness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. Greatest love transforms our fear to love and calmness. So sending your deepest love to your kidneys, your pet's kidneys, sending your deepest love out to all of the animal souls who are suffering with fear at this time. Imagine this incredible love that is nourishing their kidneys, their hearts, transforming all of this fear to love and calmness so that they feel safe. They feel calm in their environment. They feel calm and loved in every moment. And visualize this for humanity as well. So can you imagine if we are always only motivated by love? A lot of the time we may be motivated, our actions may be coming from a place of fear. And with our beloved animal companions, there is a lot of fear, aggression. There is their particular behaviors could be connected with fear that is, they could have been carrying actually for a very long time. So as we do this practice, and I would say to do this as a daily practice, we can do a practice to transform any fear that we have to love and calmness. And if we begin our day like that, it will be a very different day. And we can actually serve our beloved animal companions by transforming our own fear. Because if we are fearful, they feel like they need to protect us. So when we are calm, when we are filled with love, they will feel much more at peace. They will feel much more calm. So that is actually a service that we can do for our beloved pets every day. So I will now offer you a blessing to continue to transform the fear that you may have for your pet at this time. So receive this blessing for what is appropriate for you and your pet at this time. The blessings start for you and your pets to transform fear. Taking a deep breath in, imagine you breathing through your Ming Men. We breathe in and we breathe out. And taking a moment now, how are you feeling? What is the transformation that's taken place for you today? How does your pet look? And you can connect, how's your pet feeling? And you can hear the beautiful birds. They are very happy for this practice. And we say, how. Thank you. So we thank beloved Master Sha, Doctor and Master Zhigang Sha, for all of this incredible soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practical techniques to empower us to heal ourselves and heal our pets. We are deeply grateful and we thank the divine, the Tao, the source, all of our spiritual Muslim fathers, heaven, saints, animals, for all of the blessings that they have offered us today. We are deeply, deeply grateful. We cannot thank you enough. So we thank each and every one of you for joining us today. I encourage you to do this practice daily. You can listen to this program every day, do the practice, receive the blessing, and experience the transformation that can take place even in just 7 days. So it has been May and my greatest honor to be with you today. We wish you a beautiful, blessed rest of your day. And the greatest health and happiness for you and your pets. So love you. Thank you. Gong song. So love you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, and we will join you again next week. Bye-bye from May and I in Sydney, Australia. Thank you for joining us.